Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Vinati Organics Limited, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly note the duration of the call will be for 30 minutes only. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Archit Joshi from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Joshi.
Thanks, Michelle. On behalf of B&K Securities, I welcome all participants to Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Vinati Organics Limited. We have with us today the senior management of the company, represented by Mrs. Vinati Saraf Mukhija, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. N.K. Goyal, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Kaviraj Devaraj, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Without further ado, I'd like to hand over the floor to Vinati ma'am for her opening remarks, post which we can have a Q&A round. Over to you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Q1 post-earnings conference call. Let me just first start with a brief view of our financial performance of the last quarter. Revenue from operations for the quarter ending 30th June was about 430 crores, as against 500 crores during the corresponding period of the previous year. Similarly, EBITDA and PAT also registered a decline to the tune of 15%-17%. EBITDA closed at 109 crores versus 130 crores, whereas PAT was at 83 crores versus 101 crores. Despite the various challenges faced, we delivered a robust performance and ended FY 2023 on a high note. The revenues crossed rupees 2,000 crores for the first time, and we ended FY 2023 with our highest ever EBITDA and PAT. While we ended FY 2023 on a strong note, entering FY 2024, we knew we were entering with our own set of challenges. As you're aware, the second half of FY 2023 experienced a very high offtake from most of our customers, particularly the MNCs, which overstocked ADBS. I think, you know, given the scare of COVID and high freight costs, people just bought too much ADBS in the second half of FY 2023, which resulted in high sales. However, this is being normalized in the first half of FY 2024, and that is why this major destocking that is happening across industry. We expect the ADBS demand to normalize somewhere in the second half of this year. Our other major products, like IBB, grew strongly in FY 2023 versus a low FY 2022. The demand for IBB is expected to remain steady in FY 2024. Butyl phenol has shown good growth over the last two years and is expected to grow well in FY 2024 as well. Our customized product portfolio, containing niche products with lower volumes, continues to perform very well. During FY 2024, we expect these products to provide revenue in the range of 150 crores-175 crores. We continue to remain market leaders in our main products, ADBS and IBB. In fact, almost 90% of the revenue decline that we saw in the first quarter is on account of lower volumes, while only 10% is attributable to the prices. As you can observe, we have been able to maintain our EBITDA margins at around 28%, even in Q1 of this year. Now, a brief update on Viral Additives Private Limited. We have received the necessary approvals from our shareholders as well as creditors regarding the amalgamation scheme. We are currently just awaiting the final approval from NCLT. Meanwhile, VAPL has started commercial production and sales, and we expect the revenues in this year to be around 150 crores. The antioxidant business is a new segment, and we are determined to make the most of it considering the value synergies accruing to us due to the backward integration. In fact, it's doubly backward integrated with butyl phenols as well as isobutylene. The AO industry at present is seeing demand pressure, and hence the plant is operating at around 25% of its capacity. We feel this is a transient period, and the long-term outlook for AOs continues to remain strong. We are targeting both the local and export market, with the overall addressable market for BAPL being around in excess of 10,000 crores. Now coming to Viral Organics Private Limited. It's a 100% owned subsidiary of VOL for manufacturing niche specialty chemicals. In VOPL, we are doing a capex of about 260 crores, mainly consisting of MEHQ, Guaycol, isoamylene derivatives, as well as anisole. These products are used in polymerization inhibitors, flavors, fragrances, pharmaceuticals, and pesticides. The plant is expected to be commissioned by end of this year, around March 24. Apart from this, the work on the ATBS expansion, the new line, which will take our capacity from 40,000 to 60,000 metric tons per annum, is proceeding satisfactorily. It's scheduled to be completed somewhere in early next fiscal or end of FY24, when we expect the demand to normalize. We have always put sustainability as a core part of our value proposition, and this is in line with the fact that we have commissioned around 15 megawatts of solar power plant. In fact, 55% of our electrical consumption last year was met through renewable sources. We are now adding additional 11 megawatts of solar plant, and this is expected to be commissioned by September 23. This will further help us in reducing emissions and also help in reducing the energy dependence on conventional sources. We believe we are on track with our long-term strategy by delivering growth through our unique product portfolio, world-class operations, production facilities, as well as global market leadership and our long-standing relationships with our customers. Thank you very much, and we are now open for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First question is, thanks for giving project-wide details and the capexes. Now, given that most of these capexes are coming to fruition by end of FY24, what are the new product pipeline that we are looking at, and how do we plan for the next leg of capex from, say, FY25 onwards? And will these be in the similar areas, or probably we'll be diversifying into some other application areas? Your thoughts on this, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our first aim is always to look at synergies. So first, diversification or adding new products begins with our existing product portfolios. I briefly tell you what we are looking at right now. Like, for example, the antioxidant industry. There are many other antioxidants that we can get into, especially the niche ones, which are lower volume but higher value products. We are working on those are in our R&D pipeline. Similarly, when you look at the anisole chemistry, the MEHQ, the Guaycol, we can add products in that segment as well. And those are what we are working on, but it's still in the R&D phase, and hence we are not announcing the capex yet on those.
Sure. This is helpful. Second question is on ATBS. So we believe that the other competitor has also started manufacturing of ATBS. So have we seen any competition during this quarter, and what is our perspective in terms of we are also expanding the capacity? So how does the competitive landscape look like over the next, say, 2-3 years? Thank you.
Sure. See, I have not seen any product from any other Indian manufacturer in the market yet. Our long-term view on ATBS remains as is. The capex has been done because our customers have committed to a long-term offtake from us, and hence we are going ahead with the capex.
Sure. Thanks for answering the questions and best of luck, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, we would request all the participants to limit their questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Surya Narayan Patra from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, ma'am. My first question is on the ATVs. Is it possible to share, ma'am, the kind of a slowdown what we are, or inventory rationalization what we are currently seeing? Is it relating to any specific particular application, let's say the water treatment one, which is a major one, or something like that? Or, so basically any particular industry application which is facing this challenge? And secondly, on this point particularly, again, is whether you have seen any kind of impact to the pricing also for the ATBS specifically?
Sure. See, ATBS, actually, mostly the decline is from the oil and gas sector, but that doesn't mean the demand has come down. I think the customers who use ATBS in that sector purchased too much last year. I think there was some sort of a panic post-COVID, because they are dependent on us or on an Indian supplier. So they just built up too much inventory. They thought, freights were unpredictable. But now, and it's in line with the global slowdown, they are seeing that they are sitting on too much inventory on ATBS, and hence the starting April, the next 6 months is just gone in destocking. There has been no pricing impact of this because our contracts are in place, the formulas are in place, and in fact, the RMC for ATBS didn't go down much overall in the last 6 months, and hence the price has also not fluctuated too much.
Okay. So then on this, ma'am, is this inventory situation, what is the level of inventory that would be there and how long the destocking can continue? You also mentioned that, okay, second half could be seeing recovery, but whether this entire year will see some kind of a challenge because of the inventory situation that is currently created by the customers.
We were told in March that 6 months the destocking will go on too. So okay. I expect some recovery from October onwards.
Okay. My second question is on the IBB, the second leading product. So what is the trend, ma'am? In fact, we have seen in the API industry generally that similar like ATBS, inventory rationalization in the API industry as a whole. And we have seen also the price impact. So here, are you seeing anything? And that is one in terms of the revenue expectation. And in terms of the margin expectation for this product, have you seen any kind of correction in the input prices? So irrespective of the demand situation, your margin for this particular product will see a kind of improvement.
See, IBB actually has done well for us. IBB FY22 was a down year for that product. 23, the sales picked up, and we continue to see it doing well this quarter as well. In fact, one of our competitors exited this business, an Indian manufacturer. Hence, there has been very little margin impact. Raw material fluctuations have not been significant, and even if they are just passed on to our customers, really.
Okay. Just one clarification, ma'am. In the previous question, I think you mentioned that you have not announced about the CapEx about the VOL's anisole based products. So whatever CapEx that we have so far announced for VOL, so whether we have plans for further CapEx in those lines of products?
Yes, absolutely. Right. That is what I meant in my previous question. Right now, the CapEx has been announced for ATBS expansion, for MEHQ, Goicol, Anisole, as well as isoamylene derivatives. And further, we are working on products in similar lines in the antioxidants, which is in VAPL, as well as products that could fall under the basket in VOPL, which we will announce once our trials are complete.
Okay. Sure, ma'am. Yeah, thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Abhijit Akella from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and thank you for taking my questions. Just a couple from my side. One is on the VOPL CapEx products. So for Anisole, we intend to be fully backward integrated, you know, to the manufacture of MEHQ, guaiacol and isoaniline. That is one. And if you could also please just comment about, you know, the technology that we're using for Anisole production. Is that the same as what one of our leading competitors uses, or is there something that we have developed, you know, uniquely for ourselves? And how do we see our competitiveness in that market segment?
See, the backward, see, the, let me explain the process to you. One buys phenol and then adds methanol, and from phenol you make Anisole, and from Anisole you make MEHQ and guaiacol. This is the route that we will be following because this is the most cost-effective route in the market right now. The other routes to manufacture MEHQ, you know, those are based on hydroquinone and not Anisole. And hydroquinone is a more expensive raw material than Anisole, and hence we are going with this process.
Right, right. And in terms of, you know, our market share aspirations and maybe margin profile on these products, if you could please share some color.
See, our total capacity for Anisole will be 5,000 tons per annum. For MEHQ and guaiacol combined would be about 3,000 tons per annum. I think with that, we are expecting maybe a 25% market share initially or 30%.
Understood. That's really helpful. And just one last thing from my side. On the butyl phenols and antioxidants business, at peak for both product categories combined, how much would be the revenue potential we could expect and maybe the margin profile on the overall, you know, basket?
See, the total revenue potential of butyl phenols plus antioxidants combined is about 1,000 crores, 900 to 1,000 crores. Those are competitive products, both of them. The margin profile, I would say EBITDA margin somewhere around 15 to 20%.
Okay. Thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Gugge from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, ma'am. So just one bookkeeping question. Can you give us the detail about the ATVS, IBB, IB and butyl phenol revenue contribution in 1QFY24?
You want for last year or for this quarter?
24, Q1 24.
See, IBB was around 20%, ATBS was about 40%, and the remaining was all the other products. Butyl phenols was around 17%.
Okay. And my second question on butyl phenol. See, on Monday's interview with the CNBC, you mentioned that 500 crore of a market revenue you expect from butyl phenol. So just one clarification here, ma'am, from you, that this, when you are talking about the 500 crore of a butyl phenol, you are mentioning the external sales. On top of that, there will be butyl phenol used for your antioxidant. Is it the correct way to understand?
No, actually the external sales of butyl phenols is around 300 crores and the external sales of antioxidants is around 600 crores.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, ma'am.
So when I say 500 from butyl phenols, you know, maybe I'm not assuming the amalgamation to of VAPN.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you. Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitesh Dhoot from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
So my question was that, you know, on the RMs, if we see any of these key RMs, acrylonitrile, toluene, propylene, the prices have gone down by 20 to 30% on a year-on-year basis. However, for us, the lower revenues that we've seen in Q1 is more led by volume contraction on account of destocking, etc. So what I'm trying to understand is that will this also be followed with price corrections going forward? You know, if you could also give some color on the contracts that we have with our customers, particularly around pricing.
See, first of all, the pricing is mostly followed with a quarterly lag. So if the RM prices fall in Q1, you will see the effect in Q2. Secondly, one of our main raw materials, MTBE, that has not gone down. And today that is actually our largest raw material, you know, because IB is made from MTBE, and from IB we make butyl phenols, ATBS, and so on. And hence there has not been much price correction.
Sure. This is helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Okay. Regarding your ATB.
Sorry to interrupt. Sir, your audio is feeble. Your voice is breaking.
Is it better? Sorry, is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yeah. So in your primary product, it is linked to the ONG oil and gas segment, right? And what percentage of your revenues come from that segment for you? And what are the leading indicators you have ahead in terms of planning for the business? And when you talk about confirmed contracts, and you're actually expanding from X to Y in terms of capacity, what gives you confidence, and who are you taking market share away from, if that's the case?
See, I think you're talking about ATBS.
Yeah.
Now, ATBS, about 30% of its application is in oil and gas. So that means overall, for a company as a whole, about 15% of our revenues are dependent on that segment. Now, we are going ahead with the expansion of ADBS because we have confirmed contracts with our customers for offtake, given the increase in the application of ADBS. And that is, again, from the oil and gas segment, which means that this 6 months is an anomaly. Looking at from a destocking perspective, the 5 to 10 year outlook for ATBS from the oil and gas segment and other segments remains strong.
Got it. And how much of that business is actually repeat business, and how much is actually new customers in case of your top two products?
About 80 to 90% will be repeat customers.
Got it. My second question is, what is the margin you like to operate in? Because for an earlier participant, you mentioned that some of your products will be in the range of 15 to 20% in terms of margins, which is lower than your company average. So what is the long-term margin band you like to operate? Or if not margin band, if you're looking at ROC or ROE metric, right? Would love to hear from you how you think about profitability or ROE metric.
Yeah, a very good question. You know, I think margin as a percentage of sales is very irrelevant, right? Because prices also fluctuate. When the price is low, what is fixed really? The dollar per kg. So margin as a percentage of sales increases. But in a high price environment, when RMCs are increasing, margin as a percentage of sales comes down. So that's really not the right metric to look at our business. We look at it more from an ROE or ROCE perspective, that when we are making a new investment, what's the return on capital we expect? And frankly, we do projects at about 20% ROCE margin.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. We'll take the next question from the line of Prakash A, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Wish everyone a good morning. Firstly, I want to thank the management for reinforcing the earning call this time. It is a great practice, and especially for investors like me who've been with this company for a while. I feel it gives me a lot of guidance and transparency with respect to the company and the industry as a whole. Right, so thanks for that, and I hope this is a recurring process moving forward as well. Now, with respect to my question, I think some of it is already answered. I just wanted to understand more about the product mix guidance. If the company follow? So, right, for the next maybe couple of years, maybe that will be helpful. As far as the revenue, I mean.
I did not get your question. Can you repeat?
Sir, your voice is muffled.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes, please continue.
Yeah, so my question is more with your product mix as percentage of revenue. Do you really have a guidance in place for the next few years? If you could share that.
See, the product mix I already discussed. ATBS, you know, is this quarter was 40%. This year will be similar. IBB is about 20. Butyl phenols is 17. Now, as ATBS picks up, but the share of butyl phenols will also increase, and AOs will also start adding to the product mix after the amalgamation. This year, we expect the sales to close, provided the amalgamation, the merger goes through. Then it should be around 2,000 crores, about 150 crores coming from antioxidants. Next year, I expect the antioxidants business to double and add in maybe about 300 crores to the sales. So next year, I would expect a sales growth of around 20% given the ATBS recovery as well as AO and butyl phenol.
All right. Thank you so much for all this, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Amol Kotak from TechPro. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Vinati. So I just had one procedural question. This NCLT approval has probably been delayed for quite some time. When do you exactly expect it to happen?
You know, even I don't know the answer to that, because every time we get a new date for the next month, and I'm told there are a lot of merger cases pending with NCLT. I hope it comes through before December. If not, we are very committed to VAPL, and there are other ways we can just do we can withdraw the scheme and just do an acquisition. There are other ways we can lease out the plant, but VAPL, from our perspective, is a part of VOL, and we will do everything we can to make it a part of VOL.
Okay. And just on the current year and next year, current year, given the first quarter has been a little muted because of the environment, for the full year, if you could guide on the revenue as well as margins for the current year and next year margin guidance.
You
mentioned sales growth of 20% next year. Yeah.
Q2 will be similar to Q1. We are already in the middle of Q2, and this will be similar to Q1. Expecting recovery from Q3, given the amalgamation goes through, we expect to close sales at around 2,000 crores end of this year. And next year, I would expect a 20 to 25% growth, given AO pickup, butyl phenol pickups, as well as the ADBS pickup in demand.
And on the margins in the current year, or full year as a
margins in Q1 were about 28%, so you can maybe extrapolate that for the whole year.
Okay, and we should retain similar brand.
Butyl phenols and AOs have lower margins, you know, this year. So I would take little, be more conservative and take below 28%.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you very much for the call. This is all from my side.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.